first place for my age group. Other people finished ahead of me, just not other girls my age.
It's a good idea to race against people your age. That makes it more fair. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and I'm Zach. As always, I'm super glad that you're here. Let's get started. When you enter a race, you will usually run against people your own age. That makes it more fair. After all, you wouldn't want to compete against kids that are a bunch older. But life isn't always fair like that, and you might feel discouraged sometimes because other people can do certain things better than you can do, like sing or play sports or even get better grades in school. Just remember this, Jesus doesn't compare you to anybody else. He loves you just the way you are. Check out Jeremiah 31 where God says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." And now for our story, it's called Running the Race, Part 3. The contestants in the city race were off and running. As Mom and Maria ran, Dad, Carlos, and Samuel waited for them at the finish line. They cheered for Maria when she crossed the line, and later for Mom, too. When award ribbons were given out, both Maria and her mother received one. On the way home, Samuel had a question. "Mommy, why did you get a red ribbon?" Carlos answered for her. "Mom won second place," he said. "Maria got a first place ribbon, and Mom got a second place one."
"Nuh-uh," said Samuel. "Mommy wasn't the second. There were lots of other people way ahead of her, and Maria wasn't first either."
"You're right," said Carlos. "Actually, Maria was the fifth person to cross the finish line, and Mom was the 29th. But even though they were all racing together, they weren't racing against each other. They were only racing against the people of their own age."
"That's right. I got my red ribbon because I was the second woman in my age group to cross the line," Mom explained.
"And Maria got her blue ribbon because she was the first person to finish in her age group."
"That makes it fair," said Carlos. "It wouldn't be fair for an older person, I mean someone way older than Mom, of course, to have to race against a young person like Maria."
Dad chuckled. "You know what? That's something we should keep in mind as we run the race of life, too. Sometimes we get discouraged when we see others who are able to do things we can't do as well, and we might feel like God is more pleased with them than he is with us. But Jesus is always pleased with us. He loves us so much he died for us, and he helps us use our talents and abilities to serve him. He'll help us do our best with what he's given us.
"It feels good to know we've done our best, doesn't it, Maria?" Mom asked. "Won't it feel good to know we've done our best for the Lord, too? It will be wonderful to hear him say, 'Well done, good and faithful servant,' and receive the rewards he has for those who serve him."
So, what about you? In your life race as a Christian, do you often get discouraged? Does it seem like other people are doing more for God than you are? Jesus doesn't compare you with other Christians. He loves you just as you are and helps you use your talents to do the things he wants you to do. So don't compare yourself to others. Trust Jesus to help you do your best to reward you for serving him. Our key verse is found in Revelation chapter 22, verse 12.
Jesus said, "I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work."
And our key thought, Jesus helps you do your best. Well, that's it for me today. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. As always, I'm Zach, and as always, I look forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow.